We continue our learning of Mishnah Stavim ben Menachmish and Hanyaka Beferchas Elio. We are in Bechoras Peraches Mishnah Zayin. By way of introduction, the Torah says regarding Pinyon Abayim by Midyor Yudches Tifdeh Be'erkecha Kesef Chameshes Shkolim B'Shekel Hakodesh. We have to give it 5 shekel. Now, in Mishnaic terms, shekel is called a sela. So, when the Torah calls something a shekel in Mishnah, we call it a sela, and that's why we typically speak about giving a 5 sela or the value of 5 sela to the Kohen. How much is a sela? So the sela in the days of Moshe was equal to 300 in weight, was equal to 320 pieces of silver, where the pieces of silver were the size of a barley grain. So the weight of 320 barley grains of silver, that was the value of a sela. Then in times of Bayisheni, they added on to its weight, they added on a fifth, 64 garinim, 64 of grains of barley in terms of weight of silver. So now a typical sela was 384 refined silver. And that's what's known as, and we'll see in the Mishnah, kesef tsuri, like tire, like in Lebanon. So how much is that in gram? That's 19.2 gram. According to the Chazon Ish. So the Mishnah is coming to tell us that the 5 sela of Pinyon Abayin is according to the newer Bayisheni value, which added on 64 barley grains weight of silver onto the 320. So it's 300, a typical sela would be 384 grains of barley in terms of weight of silver. And that would, and that you multiply that by 5, so that's 1920 garinim of seora of barley grain, which amounts to 96 grams of pure silver. That is the value you speak of. So when the Mishnah here says chamesh la'im shelbein b'manatzuri or manatzori tzor tire, so we know what that's talking about. So that's how the Mishnah begins. Chamesh la'im shelbein b'manatzuri. We calculate that based on the mana, based on the value of tzuri. Mana is 100 zuz literally, but that's what we're speaking of. It's based on the value of the coin of tzuri, and that's the 5 sela of Pidyon Abayin. Now the Mishnah is going to list other things where also we take into account when we speak about the value of silver of that sela, or what the Torah calls a shekel. Also, it's going to be based on the mana tzuri. Shloshim shel eved. What's the next on the list? The 30 shekel that the Torah speaks about for the death of an Eved Kanani, if a person's animal, Torah speaks about a shor gores and kills someone else's Eved Kanani, so you don't pay the value of the person as he would be sold as a slave, but rather that would be an Eved Ivri, or that would be a regular person, but an Eved Kanani would be is evaluated. There's a fixed value, the Torah says. So we learn this in Bava Kamma. 30 shekel, the Torah says, and that yitain la kesef. Pasuk says im even in shmos chaf aleph in pashas mishpatim im even yigach hashor o ama kesef shloshim shkalim yitain la. If you give the master 30 shekel, no matter what the eved is really worth on the slave market, you give 30 shekel. It's a fixed amount. That's one of the examples of a knas, of a fixed amount. And a person who admits to that, therefore, does not have to pay. Modeh b'knas is going to be putter. But this is telling us that how did they evaluate the shekel was based on the shekel, the manat tzuri, and in Mishnaic terms, it would be 30 sela. V'chamishim shel ones shel mefata, the Mishnah continues. Torah speaks about, we mentioned this, we learned in Maseches Ksuvos, we spoke about ones mefata and other places as well, where a man rapes a nara between 12 and 12 and a half. The halacha is that you have to pay 50, besides other payments, you have to pay 50 shekel to the father, or mefata, seduction as well, 50 shekel to the father. This is both in Parashas Mishpatim and Parashas Kisetse, we connect the two, and that is 50 shekel. That shekel is what we call a Mishnah 50 sela, and we calculate that based on the monetsuri, based on the newer weight. Umeya shel motzi shemra, the 100 shekel that's paid for motzi shemra, which the Torah speaks about in Parshas Kisetze as well. V'anchu osomeya kesef, where a man claims his wife was not a basula, and he's not correct. So the Torah says he gets Malkus and he has to pay 100 shekel. That 100 shekel is monetzuri. Kulam b'shekel hakodesh b'monetzuri, says the Mishnah. All of these, the Torah writes shkalim. Sometimes the Torah only writes the word kesef, but nonetheless, we assume that it's the shekel and monetzuri. These are all d'oraisa, and therefore we have to be strict in terms of how we calculate the weight of silver when we're speaking about the number of shekel that we're giving. What about the payment of a ksuva? So that's a debate, because a ksuva, on the one hand, we assume ksuva is d'rabbanan. On the other hand, there is a hint in the Torah for ksuva, because the Torah says, kimara ha-besulos in parshas mishpatim, and the value of 50 shekel, which is given in payment for seduction, is the same value as 200 zuz of the ksuva. So there is a source in the Torah for ksuva, maybe, and therefore ksuva would be daraisa, which should require the monetzuri, the more strict one. So that's a debate. Then the Mishnah says, v'chulam niftin b'kesef uveshava kesef. And all of those things that need to be redeemed. So, of course, there's pidyon habein, but there's also what we call hekdesh. If a person donates something, a table, to the Beis HaMikdash, and then he realizes, I want my table back, so he can redeem it. He gives the value of the table, has to add a fifth, and then he redeems it. This is done. He doesn't have to do that with kesef, with silver. He can do that with money. He can do that with shavek kesef. He can redeem his table from hektesh by giving a chair that's worth the same value or plus a fifth. And the same thing is true when it comes to pidyon habein. Many people are very strict about trying to find which coins. Should it be U.S. Coins? Should they be silver dollars? Should they be buy them from Israel? So none of that is necessary. You can buy a nice Kiddush cup and give it to the Kohen, make sure it's worth the whatever it is, the $250, $300, whatever the value is of the five selah, and that is going to be sufficient. It's a Mishnah here. V'kulam niftin mekesef uveshava kesef. Chutz min hashkolim. Accept the shekel. What do you mean, accept the shekel? So the half shekel we have to give to the Beis HaMikdash, which is collected in Adar every year. So that has to be given with a matbea of kesef, with silver, and not with shava kesef. The Braisa brings the following. The Braisa says, chutz min hashkalim umayser v'harayom. So the Braisa adds on that what's at other examples of where you cannot use shava kesef, the value of money, but you have to use money itself. So that is not only the half shekel we give every year, but maaser sheni. If you want to be poda, redeem your maaser sheni produce onto coins and bring those coins to Yerushalayim and spend the money there, that has to be done with a matbea of kesef, real silver. And ra'ayon, that's the olas re'iyah. Olas re'iyah is the special carbon that's brought, we say yera'e kol zechorcha, that's brought on Shalosh Regalim. That has to be brought, valued at a ma'a kesef. And that ma, it has to be, and when you use that ma kesef to buy that animal, you have to use a matbea of kesef. You can't use the value of a ma kesef. You have to actually use a ma kesef of silver. Perek ches, Mishnah ches. Ein podin lo va'avadim v'lo b'shtoros v'lo b'karkos v'lo b'hektashos. These four, avadim, shtoros, karkos, and hektashos, we find in many different places. For example, when we speak about slaves, non-Jewish slaves, or shtar, a document, karka is land, and hektash, of course, is that which belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. In many cases, we cannot use these for whatever the halacha demands of us. So in our case, the Mishnah happens to be teaching us that you cannot redeem a firstborn son by using an Eved Kanani. An Eved Kanani has value, no doubt. So that could be Shava Kesef. That certainly could be worth five selah, five shekel or more. Or I have a shtar, I have a document, an IOU, I have a check. So that can be worth $1,000. It's certainly a lot more than the pidyon habein is. Or karka, I have real estate. That certainly could be worth a five selah or more. Or hektesh, something that belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. That certainly has value. None of these things can be used to redeem a firstborn son. Why is that so? So after all, the Mishnah said I can use Shavah Kesef. So the answer is it's based on a klal pradu klal of the pasuk that speaks about pinyan amen. The pasuk says in Ma'amar Yudches, Ufitu yav mi ben chodesh tifdeh be'erkecha kesef chameshes shkolim. So here we can darshan a klal pradu klal, a generalization, then details, and then once again generalization, although it's not really structured that way in the pasuk. Ufidu yav mi ben chodesh, that's a generalization. When the child is after a month old, you redeem him. Doesn't give you the specifics of it. And it also says, be'erkecha kesef chamesh shkolim. Then it specifies how much you're supposed to redeem him with. And then we also have the word tifdeh. Now, tifdeh, we would love it to be at the end of the pasuk. Then we really have a klal, prado klal. But tifdeh is in the middle there. It says, ufudiyav min chodesh, that's the klal. Tifdeh, that's another klal. Then be'erkecha kesef chamesh shkolim. Then it's the prat, the specifics. That follows it, but that's okay. The Gemara says that that's also a klal, prado klal. And therefore we have a generalization followed by details, which is the 5 shekel. Then the generalization of redeem again. And what does that teach us? Klal, prado klal, the rule is, from Shmuel Omer, we should know, Ein dan ela kein haprat. What does that include? It includes not only what's specified in the pasuk, but anything that is similar to what's mentioned in the pasuk. So although the pasuk says be'erkecha kesef chamesh shkalim, the if I would take that literally, I didn't have a klal prado klal. I would say, oh, you can only use 5 silver coins, 5 silver shekel. You can't use a kiddush cup. You can't use a shoveh kesef. But nonetheless, the klal prado klal tells us, no, just like the specifics, which is the money, is what we call a davar hametaltel vigufo mamon. A, it's something that's movable. B, it has inherent value. That's what silver coins are, both of those criteria, meet both those criteria. So to anything that's metaltel, it's movable, and gufo mamon has inherent value, is acceptable. So if you have a fancy dining room table, if you have a fancy kiddush cup, those that's worth 5 selah, 5 shekel, that certainly can be used. But that's because those are movable and they are have inherent value. What's excluded? Number one, avadim. Avadim are, although they may be movable, we always compare an Eved Kanani to karka, because the pasuk says in Parshas Bahar Bisnachaltem osam levnechem acharechem l'resha sachuza lo'olam lahem ta'avodu. We compare Eved Kanani to karka, because that's true. An Eved Kanani, one who owns an Eved Kanani, you should not free the Eved Kanani under certain circumstances. We can, but we generally do not. They become the inheritance. They are that those that Eved Kanani is like land, like real estate, and is inherited by the next generation, by the children. So therefore, Eved is like karka, and karka, of course, may have inherent value, but it's not metaltal, it's not movable. So it does not fall into this klal prado klal. Therefore, it can't be used for pinyan amen. So therefore, that knocks out karka. That knocks out an Eved Kanani because he's compared to karka. And it knocks out a shtar, because a shtar, although it's movable, is not gufo mamon. A check doesn't have inherent value. Silver coins do, but a check does not. Whether dollar bills or the shekel or metal, also that's an interesting question. But nonetheless, the Mishnah here says, avadim, shtaris, and karka are excluded. You cannot redeem a child with the firstborn son with these. Velo behekdeshos. Now, what does that mean? It doesn't mean that you can't use hekdeshos. It means that after all, what am I going to use? The hekdeshos doesn't belong to me. It means that you cannot be poda an eved or a shtar, or you cannot be poda hekdesh rather with an eved, a shtar, or karka. All it's saying is the same way you can't redeem, you cannot redeem your firstborn son with an eved, a shtar, and karka. You can't redeem hekdesh, something that is in the Beis HaMikdash. You want to redeem it, you can't redeem it. You can use shoveh kesef, but you cannot use an eved, a shtar, or karka. Then the Mishnah says, kasav la kohen shu chayv lo chamesh sloim. Person writes down that he's going to give the kohen 5 selah for his pinyan amen. Chayav li tein lo. He's chayv to give him the 5 selah, but ubano ein apadui. But even after you give him the 5 selah, his son is not going to be redeemed. Why is that so? So the answer is because he wrote it down. And the Gemara says the following statement. Devar Torah b'no padui l'chshayitin. Really, if you wrote down, you're going to give 5 selah to a kohen for pidyon abein, min ha-Torah, really, he's considered redeemed once you give him the money. Why would he not be redeemed? Just because he wrote something down on a piece of paper. So why the Chachamim say, if midoraisa, he's redeemed when you give him the money, you gave him 5 selah? Well, just because he wrote down, I'm on a piece of paper, I'm giving you 5 selah for pinyon abein, he shouldn't be padir. As Xera, people may say, oh, look at that, you wrote it down on a document. I guess you can use a document, an IOU is also fine to redeem. And therefore, once you write it down, the Chachamim say, you owe him 5 selah. But that's not pinyon abein. And the Lefikach, therefore, the Mishnah continues, Imrat, so of course you have to now give an extra 5 selah to the Kohen, but the Kohen can be a nice guy. Imrat, a Kohen, litein lo matana rasha. If the Kohen wants to give you 5 selah back, 5 of the 10 selah back as a gift, he has every right to do so. Because after all, you didn't really owe him 10 selah, you owed him 5 selah. It was basically just gzera derabbanan. A mafrish. Pidyon bino ve'avad, the Mishnah continues, chai b'achrius, a person who set aside pidyon abein money, he had the 5 selah set aside, and it was lost. His chai b'achrius, he still have to give the Kohen 5 selah. I can't say, well, I set aside money for redemption, and now it got lost. Okay, but I did what I needed to do. No, it has to come to the hands of the Kohen. How do I know? Shademar, after all, I lost the money. I set it aside. I don't have it anymore. So maybe that should be sufficient. Pasuk says, yihyelach, ufado tifteh. The pasuk says, kol peta rechem, ba'adom va'mehimo yiyelach, ach pado siftes b'choradam. So there's a connection between yiyelach and pado tifteh, which is coming to tell you, and this is speaking about Aaron HaKohen, when you receive the kesef pidyon, the redemption money, then the son is going to be redeemed. Yiyelach, when it comes to your hand, then pado tifteh. But if the money doesn't come to the Kohen's hand, so the child is not redeemed.